There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. This is Drive Live. Get in touch with the show.
Text us on 4001.
Dubai International Film Festival kicks off Wednesday, December the 6th. That was the answer. Mazen got that right. Two tickets to go to the exclusive screening of The Disaster Artist. That's the first competition today. Second one is this. Two tickets to go and see an exclusive, again, screening of The Shape of the Water. It's on December the 10th. If you can name the film's director, text it in to 4001 via the free app and put your name on there and we'll pick a winner for that. Critically acclaimed fantasy drama movie. Probably best description of it, I think.
NLT. Don't give it away.
I know, I'm trying very hard to not. But it's nice to see this man back. That's all I'm going to say. And it is a man. So, you're right. My daughter and I love sharing Sakari dates. So are they... they're obviously riper at one end and they're less ripe at the other end. Is that how it works?
Pretty much, yeah. And they're just just so sweet. Never and they go those. Perfectly with some nuts, you know, nice mix handful of nuts and, you know, a cup of tea on the side. It's my go-to
just
snack.
Absolutely living the dream right now.
I tell you what, it's rock and roll.
I'm very
in your
happy
house.
So, you know, you mock me all you want. I'm happy with my
nothing
dates.
Wrong with eating nuts.
Just before we get to Robbie Greenfield about the sport, Robbie, I just want to mention the Rack Bank quiz. Baskar's texted in and said NLT, do not underestimate him. He might be good on that day of the quiz. That's so funny. Baskar reveals that you are rubbish the rest of the time. And he wants to come and witness a Rack Bank quiz. One of my contestants is a friend of yours.
Oh, really?
Yes. Contestants? No.
One of my teammates. Sorry. One of the contestants.
She just goes up against anybody. She's up against them. It's like, yeah. I'm going to beat you.
One of my teammates.
Well, that's narrowed it down to about three people.
Yeah. One of the winners of the head-to-head battle. And he's like, oh, I actually know Robbie Greenfield. And we're like, oh, did you not want to be on the Sports Tonight quiz team? And he's like, no, just want to beat Robbie.
There you are.
Do I get to know who this person is?
It's a mystery till the night.
Oh,
interesting.
See that? She sets it up and then she doesn't even bother to knock it down. That's terrible.
That is a long old tease, that. What is it, 5 days? 4 days to go till the Rack Bank Best Brains in the Business quiz?
It's Thursday night, Robbie Greenfield.
Gearing up
ready?
For it, prepping every night.
Are you really? Are you studying?
I'm schooling the books, yeah.
I'm going to a quiz tonight in preparation.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're not.
I am. Do you want to bet?
You won last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, we've got no chance.
Just remember this one, all right? Because this might come up. You never know. The only word in the English language where the vowels appear in the order in which they appear in the alphabet. Go on. Go for that. It comes up in every quiz I go to and I always think, oh, I know that one! And then the rest, I just sit there
staring.
Can you tell me
the answer so that at least we have that one in the bank?
Well, I'm just going to drag this out a little bit longer.
She won't tell me who this mystery person is and you won't tell me this mystery word that now my head hurts.
We want to see you squirm.
And then we've got the lost word coming up. Don't worry, Robbie.
If you could tell me the word, I'd insert that into the lost word.
Well, there you are. It's facetious, A-E-I-O-U, in
wow.
the order in which they appear.
Good.
So always useful. So if that does
I think
come
that's
up.
NLT is being rather facetious at the moment.
Yeah, well, let's try sitting in this seat, Robbie Greenfield.
We had Lyd Miller talking about divorces before. Tim's trying to plot his escape.
Fahad texts in and says, why are you calling Franco the disaster artist? Please enlighten. Because his new movie is called The Disaster Artist. That's why we're doing that. Apparently his performance in this movie, Fahad, is brilliant. Sports, Robbie Greenfield, where do you want to start? Do you know, this morning I wake up and there are headlines and it's Disaster in the Ashes, everything else, and I thought, this is going to be a 5-0 whitewash, and I thought it really has now become how this will end up.
I ought to confess, and I did reflect on a little update that I put into the agenda this morning, and I came away from the call and I thought I was pretty impartial there. I should probably step away from this and maybe try and, you know, wash out my depression of being English and hoping that England can do something down in Australia, because they're struggling there. They're just, to be honest, I think outclassed in not so much the top order, although Steve Smith has definitely been the standout batsman, but it's the bowling department that England really have suffered, in my opinion.
There's no speed, is there? There isn't enough speed there.
Mitchell's... Mitchell Starc and Pat Cummins. My mind went blank there. Stark and Pat Cummins have got genuine pace. They're bowling at over 90 miles an hour. England don't have that kind of pace. Their bowlers, Jimmy Anderson, so effective. Stuart Broad, effective on the pitches in the UK where swing is prevalent and they can get the ball turning and pace isn't so important. But in these hot pitches in Australia, in an Australian summer, it's all about generating as much pace to terrify, particularly the tail end batsman. But it seems like every single batsman who goes to the crease for England is fairly terrified of these bowlers. And there was a little bit of a reprieve. In Australia, it would be the night session. So it was this evening, which is weird. That's already happened in Australia. There was a little bit of a reprieve because they took four late wickets. Two wickets for Chris Wokes, two for Jimmy Anderson, leaving Australia on 53 for four. But the Aussies still lead by 268 runs and they've still got six wickets in hand. And I would imagine they're going to cut loose tomorrow morning, probably build up a lead of around about 400 and then put England into bat in what will be fairly a hopeless situation on a deteriorating Adelaide pitch. So I still feel that the Australians are well in command of this test match and they will go 2-0 up in this Ashes series. Obviously five matches in total and this was the chance that England had in the day-night session where there's a bit more swing in the air because of the added moisture coming in as the floodlights come on. This was England's big chance. I think they failed to take it and you've got to give credit to Australia because they've bowled with menace, they've batted well, they've batted down the order as well. Pat Cummins has been equally effective with the bat in that first innings and obviously Marsh as well making 120 26 not out. So Australia have just been the better side pretty much from top to bottom so far in this Ashes test.
I'm kind of with you, I have to say. Jeff Boycott came out with something earlier on today and I like this. Before we move on to India, Sri Lanka, Jeff Boycott said, England have got to bowl them out for 110 to have a chance. Possible, but unlikely. Fair enough. But he makes a point here, and I like this. You would still have to bat very well, but there is a chance. And he says, and this is so true in sport, I think, and you kind of forget this, and it's not that... I mean, this is kind of a lost cause. I go along with anybody that supports Australia. But all you ever want in sport is a chance. And that's what sport turns on. It's just the possibility that something may happen. Doesn't matter which side you're with. Do you know what I mean? It's the chance.
I agree. There is a chance, but there's going to have be something that quite dramatic to happen.
Sure.
I think Australia will have to completely capitulate and England will still have to bat an exceptional second innings to turn this around. And a draw, because there's still two full days left of play, a draw is even further out of the equation. So it's very difficult to see anything other than an Australian win. But then again, we've been in these positions before and things have turned around. So from an English perspective... And impartiality has gone out the window and it's difficult. I'm really struggling with this Ashes because I'm genuinely gutted at how poorly England have been playing. And because it's on in the mornings, I get to wake up because our show is an evening show. We don't come into work till lunchtime. I'm basically just sitting on my sofa getting depressed for the last three mornings watching the Ashes and then going, come lunchtime, and there's the rest of the day to have.
So 12 hours to reflect doesn't work well with you, does it? Oh, no wonder there's a dark mood in here.
There we go. No, let's go. So let's move on to another dark cloud overhung the pitch over in India. I think it is the first example of pollution stopping play, which just seems to me quite incredible. It's 15 times over the World Health Organization limits in terms of the smog that was recorded in this test match that forced the Sri Lankan players who out in the field they were wearing masks. I mean, it was something needs to be done about this, but obviously not from a cricketing standpoint. But the government needs to do what they need to do to try and reduce the levels of airborne pollution, because that is in Delhi, obviously a population of, 25 million people. It's obviously it's clearly an issue. And if it's starting to impact on outdoor sporting events, that where is the line where it becomes something that really... Well, people need to act upon, but I suppose that is not a decision for us to make or even to speculate on. The actual cricket itself seems like every time Virat Kohli walks to the crease, he makes a double century at the moment. 243 this time for the Indian captain. But that being said, having declared on, what was it, 536 for 7, Sri Lanka have mounted something of a fight back through Dinesh Chandimal and Angelo Matthews, both of those guys making centuries. To make this somewhat competitive, Sri Lanka have reached 356 for 9, so they're still trailing considerably, but it's clearly a pitch that rewards good batting and is fairly straightforward to bat on. Murali Vijay, another century for him, 155 he was in that first inning. So I would expect India to still go on and win this one. But if Sri Lanka can just eke out a few more runs and do something, well, maybe if they can just try and get Virat Kohli out for less than 200, that would be a start. But even so, looking like a 2-0 series win for India, and their bandwagon just keeps on rolling.
Okay, Robbie, very, very briefly, Tiger Woods has returned and hasn't gone off injured.
Tiger Woods has returned in what can only be described as a very positive and a very optimistic reappearance. Last seen in Dubai at the Desert Classic, where he was struggling even to walk, let alone swing a golf club. He looks strong, he looks fit, he's hitting the ball a long way, he's got his speed back in his swing. I watched an awful lot of golf over the course of the weekend. He finished 10 shots behind the eventual winner, Ricky Fowler, who closed with a 61. But, and there will be hysteria, especially over in America, where they just haven't got over Tiger Woods yet, and the whole golf media out there is basically obsessed with him. Lots of encouragement from Tiger Woods and Tiger Woods fans as well, to see him just healthy and able to play through pain-free for 4 days. And his game looks pretty sharp, given that he hasn't played for 10 or 11 months. You've got to expect an improvement. There'll be stiffer tests to come when he gets back to the PGA Tour. And I would expect his first tournament back on the PGA Tour to be in January at Torrey Pines on the main golf. But we'll wait to see what's up. He was very ambitious to come back, and it all fell to nothing when he injured himself again in Dubai. So lots of rumours circulate.
So you know that. I do think, though, do you not...
Let's not forget.
His injuries have aged him, I think. He's had 4 back operations and I think 3 knee surgeries. So that's
it's been terrible for him.
That's a lot of injuries to have to go through.
All right, last word very quickly. I found it. Here you go, Robbie. Have a go at this.
The last word.
A piece of a day keeps the doctor away.
A piece of what a day away? Robbie Greenfield.
Chocolate.
Okay, I like where you're going. Well, yeah. A day keeps the doctor away. Classically, of course.
It's often several pieces.
It is. several bars. Oh, it's classically, yeah. It's the apple, isn't it, of course?
Yeah, that is the tradition.
It's
but
clearly
it's
not an apple in this case.
Not an apple in
okay.
this case. Danny,
what do you reckon?
Sakari date.
Oh, I like that. Raquel texted in a little while ago, said she's with you on the dates, by the way.
Yeah.
The eating of dates rather than a date. I'm digging
Tim,
a hole.
Tim, what are you saying?
Coffee a day, I think, because...
A coffee a day.
I was reading a report the other day that the more coffee you drink, the better your mental health is.
Oh, is that why you think you're going to do all right at the quiz?
So I choose to believe that one. Text us if you think you have an answer or a better answer than any of those three. The Lost Word 4001 via the free app. An answer of sorts next.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.